Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Since you should heal, you can take away.
I'm your host. I am in all kinds of different mediums, so you can find me and the show actually on my favorite new endeavor, which is podcast. So I have been on iTunes for 2 years, but now it's so easy. If you go into your podcast, it's a little purple app, and you put in Bonnie Albers on Air, you'll get all 300 shows and more every day. So you can take me along to the gym, walking, anywhere in your car, and listen to whatever show you want, whatever guest you'd like to hear. And if you're on the call, you can actually hear your recordings then. We are also always on archive, so you can go into Blog Talk if you're a member and it's free, and go into the archives and listen to whatever show you want. I'm on Skype and I do private readings and private intuitive counseling, as Susan does, and I'll give you her in a minute. And I am on Facebook. I kind of went through a Facebook heck phase, but now I'm back on, and my Facebook is open to the public. So just go to my Facebook page and like me, or you know, or friend me, and you'll get all the shows. And then I am also on LinkedIn and Twitter. So if you get any of those mediums, that's great. Anyway, today, and I am so excited to have Susan with me every Monday when I get up. Of course, we talk all week, but I just love having Susan. She has so many gifts that we just don't see. Akashic medium is a very, very, very special, very rare gift, and Susan is the best of the best. So hi there, Queenzie.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, but you know, I didn't even get into that you're an author and you also have self-help tapes and children's books. Oh my goodness, we could name a million things you do, but I'm going to let you tell everybody what you do.
Oh, yes, I've been busy entertaining myself for the last 20 years.
And me too.
Well, as you mentioned, it's like I am an Akashic medium, and if our listening audience does not know what an Akashic medium is that actually you and I had this discussion when the difference between speaking to spirit and speaking to soul. An Akashic medium is a gift that you have the ability to understand the soul is trying to accomplish. And the soul does not actually speak to you, as Bonnie and I had that discussion, but more or less reveals to you what through the Akashic soul record. And of course, the difference between soul and spirit is that spirit can be many levels and many forms, and actually helps you know, give you messages to
spirit, your soul.
Yes,
and
of course,
soul show.
Yes, and of course, I do readings, and I am available
on
my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. But to make it easy, if you just Google Susan Z. Rich or Susan Z. Rich Psychic or whatever, my website will pop up. I think I pretty much have close to a page now with everything that I have on my website. So you will find me there.
Oh,
and you can,
stop bragging.
Well, you know, what can I say? It's like, you know, if I don't do it, who else is going to?
You're honey. And I do that for you. But I do want to say, before you go any further, because you've got so many talents, and one of them is a fabulous book, but I want everybody to know that Susan and I met when she did a reading for me. We didn't know each other way long ago. She asked if she could walk out after a while because she needed 10 minutes to get herself together. But I do want to tell you it is the most and been the most, even though she has so many wonderful, gorgeous gifts. One being the Akashic Records and an author. But her tarot reading, I mean, I just bought one for my daughter's friend. You have never seen a tarot reading like this in your life, nor will you have one quite as accurate, thrilling, and unbelievably exhilarating as what Susan does. I can't even tell you the bridges she puts. I couldn't even tell you how she found the bridges and what bridges attached to. But I'm going to tell you, if you want a reading, and I know Susan's going to be offering a special very soon, And I'm not here to tell you to buy anything, and that's not my job. But if you, I think that was probably the most profound reading, tarot reading I have ever had. So thank you,
well,
Susan.
Well, it certainly was profound for me because I've been stuck with you ever since.
You're right. Maybe that was the whole purpose of that reading, and you should have saw it. But I'll never forget it when you, like, looked at me and goes, oh, you know, can you just give me 10 minutes and I'll keep reading, but I just need 10 minutes. Your energy is way too big. And I just thought, oh, my God, we're attached to the hip. So I want to tell you
about it. Who would have known? I mean, who would have known? I mean, it's like, and the interesting thing about is that the lady that in her clinic that I was reading for, she told me that I was going to have a reading with Bonnie Albers, and she said, she looked at me and she said, she's a handful, good luck.
Yes, oh my gosh, and I was, but I'll tell you, and that's why I'm telling everybody, because, you know, we both are super sweet and we love each other, but I do want to tell everybody, it coming from me, and I know many people, go to Susan's website. You will be very happy to do that because, like I said, if I give anything, Susan's doing them. So, and she still does them for me. So, anyway, go ahead, Susan. You also wrote a book. You write children's books, although they're sold out. So, until you write them and do them again, I mean, I don't think anybody knows that you wrote children's books. But the really cool thing is you're taking all your self hypnosis tapes and you're putting them in MP3 players.
Yes. I've on from my website, I offer self hypnosis. They were actually on CD form, which of course is kind of archaic now because everyone uses their phone. And yes, and it's like, I never had my full library on there. And part of them is my Empowered Thinking program, which is literally reprograms the foundations of love of self, which is a 4-CD program. And but I also have a library of self-hypnosis tracks that deal, you know, with smoking, attracting love. I mean, there's about 50 of them, and I never had them on my website, nor had I had the ability to do direct link download MP3. And I now have a fabulous new website master that is able to do all of that. So he's working on that. So it'll be just a point of you paying for the hypnosis tracks, and then I send you a link, and then you can download them, and you can download them onto your phone. And I have most of them are mine, but I do have some of them from a library of a hypnotherapist, which I am also, of a friend that retired. And he left me his whole library. And so I have those also as a recommendation because I have used them and they absolutely work. Part of them was weight loss. I lost 35 pounds. I tried everything. I tried my own. I tried, you know, the whole Weight Watchers. I tried counting calories. I mean, everything. And the problem was is that I was staying with my sister, and my sister said, well, you know, I'm working all these hours. You know, would you fix dinner for me? I don't know how to cook. So I had to learn how to cook, and we both got fat. So... I mean, it's like I'm making all these spaghetti sauces.
Don't even go there. Look what I have in my house. Susan.
And you live with 2 gourmet chefs. God bless you. I don't know how you do that. And
well,
it's
I gained
like,
37 pounds. That's how I was a zero. Oh, and now I'm back up. I mean, yeah, but, what am I going to say? My cardiologist is going to kill me.
Yeah, well, you know, but what it did is that he was extremely gifted and of. You know, the obvious approach was in weight loss is that you don't want to be fat, you know, you vision yourself, but it became focused on portion control And that's really the only way that you lose weight.
It's
and slowly but surely, in a year's time, I just stopped, you know, eating as much. And the same thing, he has a particular called Attracting Abundance and Wealth. And when I first started listening to it, and it really did change my income flow, all wealth and abundance hypnosis, self-hypnosis are about, you know, I see myself abundant and prosperous and the money flowing and everything. Well, he didn't approach it that way. He approached it of that wealth and abundance is actually not money. It's something else. It's how
we
think. It pissed me off for weeks. I mean, I couldn't listen to it. But slowly but surely, what I realized is that I started seeing a flow of prosperity coming in on a continuous basis. And I also got 2 inheritances after I started listening to it. So, you know, it's a different approach, and I love his library. My own are more from building your foundations of self-love. His is he really understood how the mind, so part of that library is his, and which I recommend, and I have been forever grateful that he left me that library, because I know I've helped a lot of people with his work. So that's some of what I do, and of course, the Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine on Amazon.com. Is part of that program of helping us understand a different approach to being accountable of why our life is the way that it is, that we wrote our life story, and if we wrote it, we can change it, and how we go
co-create
about doing that. Yeah, so, I mean, yes,
that book is amazing. I've got to tell you. I think we sound like an infomercial, though, Susan. I'm not going to tell you this right now. But we sound like an infomercial. But
2 years, you kept on, Susan, you don't talk about yourself at all. And it's like, so
an infomercial.
Ask Miss Tinkerbell.
Yeah, I'm only kidding. But the thing is that I'm so jazzed about all the things that you do. I want everybody to know, because we don't always say all the other things that you do. Your tapes are, before we move on, but your tapes are amazing. Don't listen to them while you're driving, because they are
supposed to be the
tape, and you don't want to do that while you're driving the car. Because Susan is a hypnotherapist.
That's what comes with them, is that, yes, they are hypnosis. I think my webmaster will have them, the full site changed, I think sometime this week, that they'll be available, like towards the end of the week and next week, that they'll be available on MP3 download. He's now working on another product that I just added to get rid of your fat cells.
Whoa! Well, I gotta tell you, we'll move on from the fat cells here. We have a lot of people that want to. But yes, I need to move on from those fat cells. But you know, the other thing I wanted to tell you, which you don't talk about, and we are going to get to the phone line, so please, everybody, bear with us. You wrote children's books, and you sold out of them. And I want everybody to know that it's amazing when Susan replenishes her books. These are things that you can give as gifts. I think we had them here and they sold out, Susan, if you remember. And what was your idea of writing children's books?
Well, you know, I had, when I wrote Soul Windows, it was a very conscious grabbing you back by the back of your neck and saying, you need to write this or you're going to regret this the rest of your life. And the children's book, I'm not a big children's fan. I mean, I love my granddaughter, but, you know, babies are not my thing, you know.
Right.
But it basically...
You know, it's not funny. We both came down with the same thing, but we love our children so wildly, but we both came down with that same imprint. Go ahead.
I know. I mean, it's like, but the one thing that I did understand through my years of counseling is that from the ages of about from 2 to 7 is our most formidable years of when we learn our self-esteem and self-love. And so, I mean, literally it was, I mean, I wrote all six or, well, I actually wrote one afterwards as a gift to one of my friends. I wrote all 5 children books within a, I would say maybe a 3-week period. I was in a zone where I was up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And that, I mean, and there was just such joy of writing. And the children's books are based on Archangel Michael fables, and they use animals as an example, you know, as their characters. And they talk about Pretty Lizzie is about being abuse. Sexual or otherwise. Jimmy the Skunk is about having your self-esteem taken away from you. And so I wrote these books and they just flowed out of me. I mean, it was like I was someone else. I mean, like a children's author took, you know, I was possessed by a children's author. And I wrote them. And then my ex-mother-in-law, she was an artist. She illustrated them for me. And I was selling them very well for a while, and they were in book form. And I actually recorded some of them. But then with the tech media, it became I either had to change to another tech availability for it. And I actually wanted to re-illustrate them. So I sold all the books out, and I'm now looking at having them probably re-illustrated and put on either on, you know, on a narrative or, you know, have them reproduced. So, but
and then
the interesting thing about it is the adults, connects with the adult inner child. I can't tell you how many adults bought them for their granddaughter or daughter or son, and they go, "Oh my God, I was crying like a baby when I was ready." It's like I just so get it how Jimmy felt, and it, so obviously, you know, my higher self said, "Oh, you're going to write this too," because I really don't consider myself an author per se, because it's not something like that. You know, I bang out books, you know, every month or every 2 months. This Soul Windows was an action
changing.
And
it was life changing for all of us. But I'm hoping you're getting ready to hit the phone lines, because I think everybody's done with us.
Yes. Well, you started the conversation, sweetie. It's like, so we'll go to the sixth soul window, what we call cry and return, because that's what we were going to discuss today, what we call midlife crisis or midlife awakening or our baby boomers are in it.
Well, what I think I'm going to do is change it up since we started with all this. I'm going to take some callers, and then we'll get into the soul windows at the end, if that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay, get ready, sister, because here we come.
You won't. You're going to take another call, but we'll catch it next week.
Well, you know what? I just want, you know, we can do it really quickly and because we went into all of what you do, and now that everybody knows to go to your website, that's not something we'll have to go into, but I wanted everybody to know, especially the holidays coming up, what you do offer and all the new things that are coming on for you. But Soul Windows number 6 is one of my favorites, because I am also a life coach intuitively. And we, you know, that is the biggest soul window. We're not going to get through that today anyway. So we might just touch bits and pieces of it. And you know what I kind of feel, Susan, you know, when you know, we figure out what we want to do for the show, I think spirit brings the people to us. So let's see how many 6 soul windows we actually get.
Oh, spirit does exactly what you know, I mean, it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. You know, when they say, we make plans, God laughs.
Yes, exactly. Well, and we laugh along with them.
Exactly that.
Or her. Okay, we're going to start with 917. 917, you are on with the crazies, or actually the queens. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, 917. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Okay, I'm going to move to the next caller. Do you want to hear something? Susan, I think she was sleeping. I'm telling you, we went there. Did you hear anything?
Yeah, it did. It sounded like like she had fallen asleep. Well,
yeah,
Bonnie,
that's because I told you it sounded like an infomercial. We're not going to do the infomercial anymore, but we really didn't plan to do that. So 210, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi.
Hi! Hello. Yay! Breathing in a line.
Can I get just like a regular general reading, whatever you see for the end of the year?
We don't do general readings, yeah, neither Bonnie or
I. Okay, how about work?
It's okay. Can we connect the specific
absolutely.
Question?
Yes.
Question?
Thank you.
Can you give us your name?
Your name?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you
I'm
from?
Jersey.
Oh, what part of Jersey?
Hudson County.
Okay, is it anywhere near Monmouth?
No, that's South Jersey, I believe. I'm in Northern Jersey.
I think Monmouth is North. I think Monmouth is. Yeah. Wait a minute. I think Monmouth is Northern Jersey, but I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Accents.
What's your question? And make it very specific, because that way you'll get a specific answer. You'll get a specific answer. Yeah.
I have been looking for work, and I'm wondering if you see me finding a job in the near future.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an executive assistant.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough.
That's a tough one
because you know all upper management took when we went into recession. You know, they stepped down and of course left that gap with you guys.
I know.
How old are you?
I'm 58.
Okay, and how long you've been looking for a job?
2 months.
2 months. Okay, I'm hearing another 2 months. How about you, Bonnie? What are you picking up?
I'm gonna draw a Archangel Michael card. But what I'm hearing is this. And as soon as you told me what you were, both Susan and I said because you took a very big hit. All the people now that are executive assistants are now almost taking jobs that are not exactly executive. But jobs that will lead, hopefully, to an executive position.
Kind of had to step down to make ends meet. And what I'm hearing is that a job is going to come up for you that is, you know, maybe not at the level that you were before and maybe just a little bit lower than what you were making before, but it's got a lot of room to grow, And the trick is getting your foot in the door. And that's the approach that you want to take is get your foot in the door.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I heard. And I was stuttering over my words means I'm trying to think of the nice way to tell you that it's going to be a Howard Stern thing again. No, I'm only kidding. The thing is that I see exactly that you are going to be working, which is really cool. And I do see the 2 more month time frame. And I also see the job that you're going to take as just a step down from what you were taking, but with the potential of moving up. And that's why I can feel your aura, and it's not something you really want to do. But you will do it because it's going to be an opportunity that you're going to say, I've got to take it. I've been out of work.
Yeah.
I've got to take it. And
just keep in mind that this is about, you know, that step backwards, 3 steps forward. It's just let me get my foot in the door and then I can, then I got some place to move.
Great. Thank you both.
You're welcome. But wait, I pulled an Archangel Michael card that should be Susan's favorite. And what I pulled, because Susan used to channel, she does channel Archangel Michael, or did. Okay, so here is what I picked up, Susan. And forgive yourself, which I always, you know, that's always like, oh, you know, and you've done nothing wrong. So when I'm reading the card, I'm thinking, why would you do that? Forgive yourself. You couldn't help what happened. But there's some fear I can feel with you about one getting a job, and maybe that's what this is all about. But this is what it says. I ask that you help me let go of self-blame and forgive myself. Please guide me into releasing any toxic anger, and that's what started to come out at me, or fear towards others. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for allowing me to feel centered and at peace. And I think once that you do this, and you know, I'm not saying that you need this, but that's what's coming out at me. I think knowing that you're going to get a job, that you might have to take something just slightly beneath what you want, knowing the potential, I think that there's some fear and maybe anger there. And if you just release it, I think you're going to bring the job to you very quickly.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Call us and let us know when the job comes.
Yeah,
I will.
Most of it's behind you, sweetie.
Okay, have a good day, Rose.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I don't even ever pull these Archangel Michael cards, but maybe this is for you, Susan, because you always channeled Archangel Michael. Isn't that crazy?
I did, many years ago. That's how I started getting into medium. And then when I started, I was basically told that it was only going to last for this amount of time, and that I wouldn't channel anymore, that basically the energy would just flow through me. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I love that. And that's why I guess they told me, Archangel Michael's with you, Susan, looking after you, wanting to be with you and reminding you.
Such an in-your-face energy. Yeah, you know, call you to task in a minute.
Yeah, oh, gosh, and he'd be the perfect angel for you because you're sweet. So you really, 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 that is an angel for you. But I am going to go to the next caller, 850. I'm back to my flower therapy deck, by the way, Susan. If it comes, that's too much energy. I'm like, what? Okay, so 850, you are with Bonnie. You're on with Bonnie and Susan, or Susan and Bonnie, whichever you prefer. I don't care. I'm not attached to the first name.
Come on. You know you don't like
Bonnie
the way
and Susan.
Hi.
Hi. This is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I didn't quite catch. Are you ladies doing any mediumship connections or just psychic questions?
Either. Susan will work with questions. You know, if you want to find something else, you're looking for a loved one and. Excuse me, maybe they're here. So who are you looking for? Because
I would like to make a connection. Go ahead.
Okay, because right away I'm feeling somebody creeping up, like creeping. It's really weird because they're not like running up to me, but they're making a point to creep. Their feet are creeping up like they want to hold back. So to me, it looks like a female, and they were either very shy or quiet, or they don't want to disturb people in their life. Maybe that's how they were. So do you know who is with me?
No, I don't.
Okay, because that's what's coming. That's what's coming right through to me. So I don't know. And in there, it was really weird because the dress is in petticoats, which means it's a lot older than you are, or a lot older than probably your immediate family. So it might be like a grandmother or an aunt.
Both of my grandmothers are passed, but it doesn't really fit with the way you were describing them.
Okay, well, I get symbols, and I'm going to just tell you what the symbols are because they're your symbols, not mine. This is how they're showing me. Okay. The legs are coming first, like they're creeping up with their legs. So, again, I'm only seeing, and I'm describing what I think it is, which would be shy. But it could be that they're showing me their legs, that something was wrong possibly with their legs or walking. So it's just, it's really crazy because they're in petticoats and their legs are coming first and their body is behind them. So again, I don't know what symbol that would be. Or I'm just guessing that they're holding back to walk. Could also mean that you don't know them very well. So I see the symbol so clearly that I'm not going to change it. And I feel like they were quiet. So I'm going to tell you that they weren't real loud in life, and they tiptoe lightly is what I'm hearing. So they want you to know that they're around. And then they're showing me, it's really crazy, but they've got like a pillow, like a big pillow, and feathers are coming. They're like, you know, like pillow fights. So I don't know if that has any, if you used to have pillow fights or, but they're showing me pillows with feathers coming out. And, she said that you were little when that happened. So I do believe you knew your grandmother or this person, could be an aunt. But I don't think you had much contact because maybe she passed away, you know, sooner than when you grew up. But she's with you, and she's saying to me to tell you that the angels are with you. You know what? I don't know what that means for you, but that's what she's telling me. So if you're not looking for her, she came through. And
yeah, both of my grandmothers, I grew up with and knew pretty well. We spent a lot of time together. One just died recently, actually. And
yeah,
I don't have any aunts that have passed.
Well, this is one they're showing me.
Okay.
I can't. It's either a grandmother or an aunt. And the only symbols I see is this legs are creeping before her body. I wish I could draw the picture. Maybe, you know, I'm looking at an image. Maybe you would see differently. But the legs are coming out. And she had petticoats. And she has like a, I don't even know if it, did either grandmother have anything wrong with her legs?
No, I mean, the one that just passed recently, a few months ago, she was bedridden for a little while before she passed. But the other one was also at the end just because of some other health conditions.
Well, they're not showing me the bed. They're just showing me legs creeping slowly. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were having problems with their, you know, with vascular, but it's really cool because the legs aren't looking, I can't tell you what the symbol is, but that's what they're showing me. So I can't go with anything else.
Okay.
And they're sending you a lot of love. Go ahead.
Okay.
And I'm not, if you're asking me about a male energy, cause I could feel it. If you're asking me about a male energy, it's really far in the background for me. So either they're not coming forward too quickly, or it's not your time. It's not my time to tell you what they want, because they're really far back. And I do see that you want to speak with a male, because I can feel it. And the male is really far back. So I don't know why. And the only thing I could say is either they're not ready to come forward for me. They might be for someone else, but for me, they're not ready to come forward, or for you. But I do know they're around you.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to ask Susan a question?
Yes. Can you tell me if there's anything coming up that I should be concerned about with the current partner that I'm with? Any big issues coming up or problems or?
Are you talking
about
married?
Are you married?
Yeah. Living with someone.
Okay.
And that person's name?
Cliff.
Okay. How long have you been together?
Year and a half.
When you say, do you see any problems coming up? I'm picking up that you're already having some.
Yes. That's so funny.
Well,
I have a card at home.
I have a warning from someone else. Someone else was given a warning, not me, thing that may be coming up. And
okay.
I just didn't know if it was relationship-wise or with my horses or with a move or some kind of issue there. I didn't know if it was actually with the personal relationship or that it was somehow connected to that person.
Okay, so basically you had a reading and someone said to you that you were going to deal
no,
with some
not.
Problem. I hate that one.
No,
I'm sorry
I did not.
When psychics do that. I really
I
do that because it's just really horrible to do to somebody. If you're going to say you're going to have problems, then just make it specific. You know, you're going to have a problem in this area. How old are you? How old are you, Cindy?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
49. It was not a reading that I had. It was someone else that had a message from someone in spirit that was giving them a warning.
Okay. Well, you know.
It was not me. I have just lied on you.
Yeah, that doesn't prove anything. I mean, they say they got a message from someone from spirit. I mean, it's through everyone's perception. And it all depends on who's reading for you. If their life is shit, then they're going to give you, you know, oh, doom and gloom, honey. Sorry, I know, I just swore on air again. I'm sorry. I just have a potty mouth, and I apologize to all the listeners. Here's what I'm hearing. Is that you are in Cry on Return right now, which is in my book, Soul Windows.
Oh, that was what we were going to talk about. Remember I said somebody was coming up? Go ahead.
Yeah, everything is going to get challenged for you within the next year. Your work, your relationships, and don't look at it as a bad thing. Okay. Basically, what it is that it's all about you getting your perspective and your priorities straight. Your relationship. There's some work that needs to be done there, and it's like, that's going to come up where you're feeling a little insecure, almost in all the areas of your life, and that's what I'm seeing is that there's going to be challenges coming up for you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to break up or lose your job or whatever, because what I'm feeling is that mostly it's about how you feel about yourself and getting stronger within yourself and knowing that, you know, you got it. I mean, you know, you have everything wonderful to offer versus of, you know, thank you for loving me. It's like, you know, you should be happy that you have me. Yeah, you know, type of thing. And the same thing with your job. It's like, oh, my God, I hope I don't lose my job type of thing. And it is about building your inner strength. So I would say that in the soul window that you're in, that almost every area is going to be touched a little. And health I don't do. So I can't answer that for you. So maybe, you know, Bonnie may have, you know, some input on that, but I don't go there.
Okay. You know, I drew a card for you. Okay. And I don't know why, because somebody asked me if I use, any tools. And I do use tools every once in a while, but I hear, so I don't use them very much. But as soon as you started with that you heard a warning from spirit or somebody gave you a warning from spirit, I had, and maybe that's why this gentleman in spirit is not coming forward. Okay, and what I heard is, the card that I pulled for you is the Wisteria, which I love, and it's time to decide is what the Wisteria means. And it says, make a decision now so you can move forward, which is really interesting. So I believe just what happened to us, spirits show symbols, and not every, when somebody gives you a warning, just what I'm hearing is be careful of the symbol. That's all. So unless you actually got the message and you know your symbols, it's really tough for somebody to give that warning to you. And that's what I'm hearing from spirit. So time to decide, and really, it's really time to decide what you think. Because, you know, again, Cindy, I'm going to tell you, if this wasn't really bothering you and something wasn't happening, you wouldn't be calling us asking. So some part of your little psyche there knows that there's something to grab onto, but is it the right thing to grab onto? And that's what this is, time to decide. Is this really the right thing to believe, or just toss it out and move on? So I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. That's why I was just wanting a connection myself with the person in spirit and see if there was any messages directly from them about anything. And then that way I would have, you know, just my own message, because I don't know who it was that told them that they were speaking with. And so I wanted to connect directly with that person who I was very close with and just see if there were any messages for me directly.
Well, I'm going to tell you what a symbol for me is. Okay, when somebody stands back that far, whether this is the person or not, it means that there's no message for you, even though they're with you, which means one of two things. If there is a life crisis, that is what I call a turning point. Okay, spirit isn't going to tell you what to do, because that's where we walk our life path. And that's where, like if I walk your life path, if I put your life path in front of me and I see three spots and I've got a door closed on each one of them, it's going to say to me, I can't tell you because spirit's not going to let you see. It's a life decision. It's a major crossroads in your life. And spirit isn't going to tell you, because they want you, your soul has to go through this or decide. So I'm going to tell you that's probably why this gentleman's staying back, not talking, but I can still see him. That would mean he's with you, but he's there to support you. But I really believe that if it's a life decision, it's going to be some type of crisis. It's going to be you. That's what, how we grow our soul. It's going to be you that has to go through it. And for me to tell you what it is would mean that you're not going to walk your life path. I would then walk your life path. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. But I thought I had understood, and this may just be my misunderstanding, that the people that are in spirit oftentimes do try and warn us of things coming up so we can be prepared and make good
absolutely
decisions, and we don't get caught blindsided.
Absolutely. But if it's a life, but I'm going to tell you, if it's a major life, when you come up to a major life change, they're not going to let me see, and they're not going to tell me what your life change should be. It's going to be you that has to go through that.
May I interject something here?
Sure.
You know,
sure.
If whoever the spirit was that gave you this information that you were going to be having challenges in your life, if you were meant to know what that was, they would have told you then.
Absolutely. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do, Cindy, because I don't think it's making sense totally to you, is I feel when you call a show like this, you're pretty metaphysical, meditate on it. Because, see, if the reason the spirit isn't coming directly to you, if you're saying it's giving you a message, is usually it's because you have a lot of sadness and grief. But if you can work through that to get to that spirit and ask them, they'll show you. They'll come in signs and symbols, because they want to help you. But I will tell you, if it's a major life alteration or decision that they know you're going to come up against, I don't think that that's what you're going to hear, because I feel like that is your life path. But they do warn us on other things, and they will tell you. But for me, and like I said, that when I saw this gentleman, he was not talking, and he was standing far behind. For me, he's not going to tell me. It means it's a major life decision for you. Okay?
All right.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. See, I don't know how to describe it, Susan, but it's like this, and I know you have it too. You know, they'll only tell us and show us what spirit wants that person to know from them. If it's a major life crisis decision or life altering change, good or bad, they're not going to show me to tell them, because that's warning them to, you know, that what they should do, and then I'd be walking their life path. This is how spirit works with me. Now, of course, they're going to warn you if there's any danger or anything's coming up, and it's but they usually warn the person or warn you to warn them, but it's usually not that major life crisis or decision. And
yeah.
I feel
it's
like
all about
this
free
is,
will and
yeah.
choice. It's just like psychics, you know, you or mediumship, or whether they speak to spirit or whether they read energetic imprints or whatever it is that they do, that they cannot make your life decisions for you. They can tell you
yeah.
that this may be coming up, you're going to have a challenge. But if you were meant to have that information, and
right.
you know, for unfortunately, our realm of gifts has acquired a very unsettling reputation for, because many psychics, and I have discussed this before on the show, is that because I work for a company out of Ireland, and I interview mediums and psychics for to work for this company out of Ireland. And so what I have discovered is that after interviewing hundreds of mediums and psychics by them giving me a reading, is that probably there's only, I would say, 10% of psychics that are extremely authentic and gifted. I mean, through the roof.
Maybe one of them.
Through the roof. You're through the roof, honey.
Thank you.
90%, they all have the gifts. Everyone has the gifts. And there are
Absolutely.
Some unethical people out there. Gifted people, okay, just because you're spiritual and just because you're gifted psychic doesn't, spiritual or gifted, doesn't mean that you're ethical. And
yeah.
what they will do is that even if they don't have the answer and nothing is coming to you, they'll tell you something anyway. They just figure that they have. I consider that what makes you the best medium or psychic out there is that when you just say, you know, I'm not getting anything. I really can't tell you what this is.
Oh yeah, this is, I could see him. It just wasn't talking to me.
Unfortunately, there's thousands of psychics out there, and everyone is going to work on their own sense of ethic, their own perception.
Yeah.
In my own past, it's like when I was going through trouble in my marriage, I went to see psychics. Do you go see psychics? Because we cannot read for ourselves. I went to see that her husband had just left her for another woman. Oh my God, it was such a man-hating reading I'd never had in my life. Get rid of the bum, he's worthless, you don't deserve him, nothing's going to work out, blah, blah. I mean, I walked out there and going, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, your own life perception emotions come through the reading. I mean, just because someone is psychically gifted or had, doesn't mean that their human frailties don't come through that reading. If you catch them on a bad day, or if they're, like I said, if their husband just left them for their sister or something like that, you're not going to have the greatest reading.
Yeah. I do feel, because I think a person's still listening, I'm going to go to the next caller, but I do feel that she's coming up in Cry on Return in a pathway, a change of pathway. And I don't see that change of pathway being bad. So I just feel like for her, these are life-changing decisions that they want her to make, that will really
yes.
determine
yes.
how she walks
yes.
her life path. So I am going to wish Cindy a lot of luck and tell you that anybody giving you warning, I would warn you to not listen to the person, but actually go into your own meditation and ask spirit, your guide, to tell you or give you signs of anything that you need to know, because they will. So,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm going to go to 181-181. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi, or Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, this is Enchantress. I've been chatting in the little chat box there. I don't know if you could see it.
You know what? I've got to tell you, Enchantress, and thank you for bringing that up. You haven't heard me long enough to know that I can't write, talk, and be in the ethers at the same time. So usually Candy's in there, you know, and she usually can chats in chat room. But I will tell you, if you're looking for me, and I know people say hello to me in there, yeah. I can't. I don't even see you in there except to look and see your name. So.
Well, if you can feel me, that counts better.
Yeah. I can feel you, and I know what to say, because I know that when you're in there, and I can feel it from you, and a lot of people, I can mention some more names that think I'm in there, and that I can talk, chat, write, and some people can, but I can't, but I want everybody to know in chat, and all the people who are on the phone lines, I can only go into the ethers and talk. That's my two gifts I can bring to the show. Writing is not one of them, but I do see you in there. I just can't read because I'm so in the ethers.
Well,
Enchantress, let me know what you're
doing. It's amazing when you're talking and both of you are talking and my mind is thinking the same thing as I'm writing. It's like it's coming out of my...
Oh, good. We're glad.
It's like our vibes are the same because I was told that you can't be validated by another, and I shouldn't be validated, but yet as I'm listening to other people, everybody wants to be reassured and validated in this world.
You can be reassured, and you the information that you pull from a psychic or a medium or even a gifted friend that has a real, tune in on what's going on with you and knows you well. What it does is that it's a reassurance of, that everything
that we're all connected.
Is going to be all right. And that's what our inner child is looking for. But what our soul is looking for, our higher self, is that sense of strength that comes within. We can discuss and share. Most of the time when I ask for a reading, it's for confirmation.
Yes.
And
that's the word, confirmation.
Confirmation.
Yes,
because most everyone that calls in, they already know inside themselves. Rarely have I ever gotten a reading that I have been blindsided with information and I go, what the hell are you talking about? And it turns out true, and it's because I have my higher self wasn't revealing that to me, and it's like I go, oh my God! But that doesn't necessarily mean that I give my life power away to someone who's giving me information. I make the decisions, I make the choices, and I go, thank you for that information. And the perfect example of that is 25 years ago, someone said to me, that's it. You'll never marry again. You have a curse in your love life. You're done. You're through. I walked out of there saying, I don't think so. And I started praying. I said, whatever it is that's keeping me from finding true love and of loving myself enough to attract someone to love me, show me what it is. And that's exactly what I set out to do. I started reading books. I started listening to self-hypnosis tapes. I started going to workshops. And I met someone that I loved very much and married him. So, no one rules your life but you.
That's right.
You wrote it. You can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Enchantress, give us a question since you are so ready to call.
Okay, well, the world is so uneasy. I feel selfish to even ask about what's happening to me in the future because who even knows anymore the way things are? I know we have to be positive, but I tell you, I've been a little upset. I'll just share that, where people have been so peaceful. They appear peaceful, but they're being so hatred now. And it's like, it's made me very upset that they have a different face.
Everyone, the ego loves that, and everyone gets fearful. None of us are perfect, but inevitably what happens is that everything that's going on right now is to teach us about love. I know it looks hateful, but it is about love. And the thing is that I've been seeing posts on my Facebook, okay, these posts, is that the KKK.
I don't like getting political. Remember.
Let me finish, Tinkerbell. KKK is not representative of Christians. And the group that I can't even remember. It's like the spirit just blocked it out. Whoever blew up Paris is not representative.
Oh, that's political. We can't mention the name. Starts with an I.
obviously. What is ISIS or ICES or something?
Yeah.
It is not representative of all Muslims. And that is what we need to remember. It's just like how they used to think about black people. If you're a racist, then you think all black people, well, we've changed all of that. No, you know, and I never forgot that something that my grandmother said to me. I love my, you know, I thought she was crazy. I was 15, but the two things that she told me that I remember correctly, she said, trash is trash and class is class. And hate is hate, and love is love. And that never the twain, you know, you're either one or the other. And you can be combinations of both. But there, it is what fear brings up. And fear is the opposite of love. And fear is what brings about hate. And we are so much more enlightened now. But right now, we are in Aquarius energy. We come out of Pisces, and we are in full ascension, which is purging out the darkness out of our soul energy, and apocalypse at the same time. And there is a challenge going on between dark and light. There is only love. Love is the only energy that there is. Darkness and evil, as we would call it, is the absence of that.
Of love,
if you read anything about this hate group, they will tell you that they're doing all of it out of their love of Allah. Well, how distorted is that?
It's that, right?
Yeah, but
okay. That's all the political part we're doing.
Okay.
Here.
Well, I thank you for that. And the other thing I wanted to share is that what you're saying is when someone tells me something and I feel uneasy or I feel like something's taken away from me after I leave them, then I'm beginning to realize that they're here to take away other people. They get strength by doing this.
Sense? They get slammed by what?
If someone tells you something and they're angry about something and they want you to change because they're strangers, they're feeding off of you and they go around the world just doing this.
Yes, yes. They're looking for people.
Yeah.
Like attracts like. And the only way that you diffuse hate is not engaging in it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what my lesson to learn is. To try to see their attention before they even say one word.
Yeah, you could just put your hand. You know when they, you know that whole thing, talk to the hand? Put your hand up right in front of you and go, stop, please. I would rather not listen to this. That'll stop everything right there. You know, talk to the hand.
Yeah, one more question, and maybe everyone could understand this. Before a person uses their voice, if you feel like something about when someone comes towards you, you look at their face or something about them and you just don't feel right, is that your intuition trying to tell you before they even speak to you and it's like a warning?
Oh, absolutely. Everything
absolutely.
Is energy. We're all energy. And it could be about your own soul growth lesson of judgment, or it also could be that they're just pieces of shit, and it's like they act like it, you know, and it's like stay the hell away from that.
If I can interject a little bit here, it would be that some energy, I believe that we're all energy vibration, and your vibration, you vibrate with the people that you find your vibrational energies, which means you find your soul family, your soul friends, and they might just not be in that vibrational energy. So it's going to feel uncomfortable to you. So it wouldn't be somebody that you would want.
It could be a past life thing. I apologize for that piece of shit. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, I'll tell you, remember I told you Archangel Michael in your face, he just smacked me on the back of the head and said, shame on you, Susan. Yeah. So, I mean.
That's okay.
I mean,
okay, well, I thank you. But the thing was that it's like a warning, and I just don't get it. But now that I talk to you, I'm beginning to understand that once they talk to me, they're like being so nice. But before they even open their mouth, I'm like, okay, there's something about. I feel something. Don't know what it is, because they haven't even opened their mouth. Because I feel a tone, but yet they be persuasive. But then at the end of it, they get angry. So I think it goes like, okay. This is a red light. This is something that's out there trying to tell me, wake up, it's not right, keep going.
Yeah.
Don't get curious.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a heads up. And here's what the best way to do that. Instead of always putting it on them, okay, ask your higher self, show me why I'm feeling this way. Because
yeah.
It could be your issue, not theirs.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's what I said about the energies, and that's I like explaining it like that because not everybody vibrates at the same energy, but that doesn't mean that they're harmful or they're not, you know, not supposed to be known. It means that in this energy vibration, it is not your lifetime to be either friends or with them or whatever, in
mm-hmm.
love and light, in love and light, because that's the only way that can be. If everybody vibrated on the same energy, we'd all be back at home. So the thing is that I believe that we tell each other by our energy patterns. You know, and let me tell you, there's people that vibrate in very high energy that I just adore, that I, you know, I only wish to aspire to. So it's not, you know, that also could be that person is looking for somebody or an energy to show them the way. And they're not always of your energy vibration, could be, you know, a lower energy. And they need that push to come up. So be careful when you don't, you know, like somebody or don't feel the energy is, you know, mean or anything like that. Give them a chance. Ask your higher self, like Susan said. And then make that decision.
Oh, yeah. I always give people the chance, and then all of a sudden I find myself, oh boy, I don't feel right after this. And what the person said to me, it's like, so sometimes I'm beginning to think maybe I shouldn't give everybody a chance.
I don't believe that. I believe everybody deserves a chance in love and light, meaning that you don't want people to mug you, to take your money, to take your home.
Oh, no, in that respect, if you're in danger, I can see that.
But
not
but
always,
everybody,
though.
Every soul deserves a chance. It just doesn't mean that you have to stay with that soul forever, even as a friend. So I believe if you find a soul that you don't really resonate with, you just smile and say, hey, this was a great meeting, not for me. And you walk away and you go to the next one. So I believe every soul deserves a chance.
Thank you.
Right.
Well, you're just a happy-go-lucky girl like me. But, you know, sometimes you wonder, could I have avoided this? Because I don't feel right after I meet some people. So
maybe you're an empath, which is probably what you are, and you really need a cleanse.
Highly sensitive.
Yeah, Susan, you can tell her as an empath. See, I don't feel it. I see it. So the thing is that you have to cleanse the empathic people if it's a tough sell to even go out, because you're picking up people's negative energies that maybe aren't towards you, but towards their day, somebody else that they're thinking about.
Yeah, they're just having a bad day, and you pick that up.
Yeah.
So when you're an empath, which you obviously are, kind of not make it about you all the time. You know, just to kind of give benefit of the doubt and say, you know, even and your high, sometimes your higher self, it's like if I'm around someone, and most of the time when I'm out in public, I turn it off. You know, ask your higher self to teach you how to do that, to just turn it off when you're when you don't want to use it.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, I'm not paying attention and I'll pick up. And, you know, I'll hear somebody, I like that. And I, you know, it just all depends. You know, I'll say it's like having a bad day, you know, like that. And I either get my face chewed off or they'll go, oh, yeah. type of thing. So, but we all have our Achilles heel. I got into an argument an old guy that had seen out in front of the post office, impeach our president, and had a Hitler mustache drawn. And I go, are you crazy? And I said, you know, he's only got a year left. What are you talking? And then he threw a book in front of me saying that all politicians are from Satan. And I went, oh, my God, you're one of them, you know. And so, you know, I mean, why didn't I just walk by him and not pay attention to him? Because of my need to be right. I just had to tell him what I thought about how stupid.
And I want to tell everybody, because Susan's talking about this, I do not ascribe to any social part. I won't bring up any party because I don't go into it, religion or really politics. And when you do hear me do politics, I usually think the same thing. Politicians are
all
corrupt.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, for God's sake, yeah. You guys only got a year. I mean, give them a break. You know?
Yeah. So I only wish we didn't need them at all.
It would just so we all have our vulnerable times, and not every day is great, not every day is the worst. But with this gift that you have, if you're experiencing this over and over again, I would suggest that you ask your higher self and pray to all the powers that be, the light powers that be, to help you to turn it off when you don't want to use it.
Or just bring the people I want towards me, not the other ones.
Well, that's not going to happen. But I have to tell you this.
Oh, you can't do that.
Well, because you have to have life experiences. So if you only came in contact with people.
Your higher self is going to not allow you to, not put you in a cocoon. I guarantee you that. But the thing is that you can ask your higher self also to help you not always make it about you, to be detached from what it is that you're feeling. And you can just like, oh, wow, I'm feeling kind of funny about this guy. Oh, well, yeah, see ya.
And, you know, I do have to tell you real quick before I move on is this. Tomorrow I have Jerry Humphries coming on, and one of his big, big things he's going to be talking about is his grounding, cleansing, and protecting module. And this would be a good one for you, Enchantress. So please.
Yes, I'm not grounded. I'm too high up there. But I thank you. When I'm happy, I guess I want the whole world to be happy. And I guess that maybe people come towards me because they feel it. So that might be it.
Well, then spread the love, honey. Spread the love.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Keeping authentic. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's really all we know is to keep it authentic, don't we? It's amazing how authentic we actually are. And I love it, and that's why I do the show. I think I have lost track of where I am, so I am going to go back to 917 and see if they woke up. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan, or Susan and Bonnie, whichever one. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
No one.
Okay, you know what I said? Listen, I think they might turn the show on and think, wow, what a great snooze time. So thank you, 917. I totally appreciate
it.
Yes. Okay, so at least I know. Okay, and I'm going to go to 402. 402, if you do not want to speak with us because you don't have your hands up, then don't speak. We'll go into the next caller. 402, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, honey. Yeah, I would love to speak to you. I had my hand up. It must have got back down. I had a lot of trouble.
Well, at least we didn't wake you up.
Yeah.
Well, at least we didn't wake you up. Okay. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Sharon, and I'm really enjoying your show. I'm going to – I hope I can be there tomorrow. I'm in traffic also.
Oh, that is – oh, you need to – then you need to
– shut your phone off.
Yes. But what I'm going to do is try to turn it off.
Work on my phone, everyone.
It's okay. It's good. I live by my phone. Okay. Okay, go ahead. I am so sorry, and continue talking because we're so happy you're up.
Yes. No. I need boundaries. I need to know how to put up boundaries because my empathic gifts just are wearing me out. I can't seem to.
Well, tell us what's going. Tell us what's going on, because I can hear it. It's like you're really, your energy for me is pulling you down, and I don't know why. So something's bothering you. Can you tell Susan and I?
Oh, sure. I've had some people just trying to take my house and cause me a lot of pain, make me, you know, move. So I'm trying to fight that. And financial issues, so pretty tough right now.
Well, the one thing that having been through in the last couple of years of totally disassembling my life and having everything taken away and to rebuild again, the one thing that I know works is that when you are going through something like this that you feel like that you are having things taken away from you or it's not unfolding the way that you would like, it's all in that you wrote it that way for whatever for your soul to grow, and about faith and trust and to stay focused on that. In the famous line, "This too shall pass." Stay focused and visualize constantly seeing yourself coming out of this situation in a positive outcome. You know, what you think about and what you focus on is what you perpetuate and attract to you. So regardless of and the saying too, being in it but not of it. For whatever reason, your higher self, you wrote it to experience this situation, and the experience is how are you going to, you have a choice of how, we have the only control that we have in our experiences in life is how we go through it. We go through it with an attitude of like, wow, this is really a tough situation to be, but you know, things are going to get better. I mean, it's somehow, some way, I'm going to be okay with this. It's going to be okay. Or you can go into blame and fear and negativity and victim energy, and you will continue to have more.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a vicious cycle, is what I'm feeling for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Trying to figure out what to do. We can't control other people.
Yeah, and ask your higher self, show me what it is that I, you know, need to do to get through this. Give me strength to, you know, come out the other end of this, and I know everything's going to get better. That's the only, that is the most powerful strength and tool that you have, is to call for the assistance of your higher self and all the higher powers that be to give you strength to see, A, why you're going through this, why you wrote it this way, and to help
how
you
to get out
through
of it. Yeah, because I feel that there are certain decisions coming up for you. I know that sounds like vague, but I feel like they're coming up pretty quickly. And I feel, again, these are life choices. It's how you handle what they're throwing at you. Depends on what's going to be on the other side. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's what they're saying. Everything was hit at once for you. How old, can I ask you how old you are?
Old enough to know better, but not old enough to get any Medicare.
Well, then you're in cryon return. Okay. Another cryon return. Okay. So here's the deal. Saturn return happens at your 57th, 8th, and 9th year, somewhere in between there. I can't tell because you're not telling me how old you are. So
I'm
if it's
58.
Around this, 58, starts your Saturn.
Yeah.
Starts your Saturn return and cryon. You're hitting, you've probably been in it for a little bit, Susan will tell you. But the problem with that is when Saturn hits a certain house, everything goes. Everything that you consider important and you're not supposed to, or you're supposed to have awakening or look at, it shakes it up. But you end up, Saturn is the great teacher, okay? Which means that when you come out the other side, and this is your second Cryon, your second Saturn return. Your first one was at about 28, 29. And if you look at the 28th and 29th year you had, things happen. Like I had a baby at 28 and 29. Now I'm at the 58. I'm the same thing, but it was a joyous time, I think. And now I'm hitting that same time. And it's interesting because you can almost compare them. So this is the lightest of your Saturn return, and your next one will be 28 years from now, and it'll be even lighter. But look at what you were doing in your 28th year, okay? I mean, your 28th to 29th year. So I feel like you have lessons to learn here. That's why Saturn's here for us. And it always makes us better on the other side. And I know you don't think that right now. And I feel that because you're empathic, or you feel things, you're also picking up a lot of negative energy around the negative situation, which is hard right. to then put a positive spin on negative situations, which will neutralize it. So you see what's happening? You're going negative.
Yeah.
Are you a Scorpio? Are you a Scorpio?
No, Virgo.
What are you? You're a Virgo. Well, that's almost as... Okay, I'm not going to say that's almost as bad, but Virgos to me, Scorpios are mysterious. They don't tell you the whole truth. They always sink to the bottom, but that they're already always has that Phoenix rising. Virgos are very hypercritical, self-critical, and critical until it's right. So
yeah,
you even have that
yeah,
going.
They're very, black and white. It is either,
yeah.
either good or it's not.
And they really right. strive to have everything good. They want it their way. So unfortunately, all these things are playing right here in for you right now. But what I'm seeing and hearing, and then Susan can tell you, is I feel that it's a negative situation needs a positive assertion and spin, and you can do this, which then will neutralize the negative. And you might not get what you actually want, but it will be even. And they're showing me an even mark. But if you go into the negative spin, which is what empaths do sometimes because they pick up the negative vibes with negative situations, then it's going to show you going under. And I'm not saying you're going to go under.
And we all,
this is what the
we
tenant
all do
is.
It.
I yes.
mean, we, none of us escape that because sometimes we
yes.
learn our soul grows through experiencing that fear and feeling of hopelessness. But that's when the choice comes. That's when
yes.
free will. You can either
yes.
slide down the rabbit hole or you can say,
climb up.
Not going to do this.
And so for you, and this is what I'm feeling, and I'll hand you over to Susan, we have 6 minutes left, is that I feel like there is an answer. You're not coming up with them, but I feel it's really close. So I feel that they're showing me at the nick of time or the end of the moment. Like it might be that, let's say you lose something, but you really couldn't have afforded it anyway, and it's better you lose it now because now this thing happened. Feeling that you're right at the almost the precipice of what you need to do. And I feel like if you just change that spin, things are going to neutralize for you pretty quickly. So what are you picking up, Susan?
Oh, absolutely. Because it feels like that you're when I tune into your energy, is that you're so over feeling like this.
Yes.
You,
yes.
I mean, you're done. And so
right.
make the choice. Make the conscious
yes.
choice of like, I am over this. Show me how to move back into inner strength and to find my hope and positive outlook again. And it'll start happening. I mean, even if it's
yes.
just affirmations that you say to yourself or the self-hypnosis tape that I recommend from my site. I mean, it's like to get you, I have one on positive thinking. I use it myself. You know, when I went through my worst, I went, oh, my God, Susan, you're like, you know, you're moving into an energy that you just think you're never going to get out of this. I need some help.
Yeah. And the thing is, I feel like if for you, if one thing turns around, and I have this feeling it will, I feel like if you could see a glimmer of hope in all the things that are going on with you,
right,
then that it's going to turn completely around for everything, because you're going to get your mojo back. But you are
right.
responsible for that. So make it happen, honey. Make it happen, because I know it's right there. You can do it.
Yeah,
there's an
it
answer
is. It's
right
just
there.
Right there. Yeah, you're so over feeling that way.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, you guys, I'm sure, I mean, I've been trying to do all those things you're saying, but, you know, I wish I could figure out how to block, you know, the empathic part. And I don't even know what good it is unless by me picking up and feeling others' pain, and if it could help them, then at least I'd know there was some point to it. But
tune in tomorrow, because Jerry will tell you. I mean, because well, Susan's empathic, but and I'm empathic, but I don't feel it. I just see it. So I can't. I believe that we're all energy. So your gift is absolutely for people and yourself. It's learning how to use it the right way. And I feel like you really need to start either reading about how to use empathic talents or start using them to heal yourself first and then others. But empaths have such incredible energy to give. You just have to protect and clear yourself out maybe
yes.
a few times a day. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to make choices of first of all, why you were given it in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that you want to ask your higher self in prayer. Trust me, I totally get what you're understanding, saying, because having this particular gift did not make me a popular child. So yeah, I totally understand what you're trying
to
say.
It made her a popular date,
though. You chose to have this gift.
Well,
it's about you understanding why you have it.
Right. I was told once, God told me that I had the gift of healing, but I had to heal myself first. And I just kind of went, whatever that means. You know, I have no idea how I'm supposed to heal myself. And that was, I'm sure that...
Healing oneself is basically about self-love. That's all it is. And your body, this physical unit that our soul is encased to, it was only designed to hold love, as simple as that. Anything other than that is not natural. That's what
not
it is. It's falling in love with yourself and self-love. And then the rest of the gifts explode.
Yeah.
Well, boy, that's going to be a tough one. You know,
that's
self-critical.
Yes, that's a Virgo. But you know what? You were sent as a Virgo, because we all come in picking the breath we take. And this is what your north and south node, you need to look and see what it is. Because what it is, I'm sure, is for you to learn quickly that if you can heal yourself, meaning start to really like and love yourself. I know I am not easy, but that's a pretty cliche. You can help others tenfold, and that's what it's all about. So get working on yourself, which isn't going to take you long. It's mantras, it's things to talk to yourself about. It's saying, hey, I belong here. I'm wanted. I'm needed. And if nobody else sees it, I do. See, I never have that problem. I'm very in love with myself, whether anybody else is.
She's gonna tell you no matter what, whether you want to hear it or not. Yeah.
Well, so I only have 60 seconds left, but I'd like you to call or listen to Jerry, because he's going into clearing, protecting, and grounding, and this has to do with empaths. So.
I try. I really will. Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Go get the world. Go get the world. You have a lot to offer. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Susan, we have 26 seconds left now, 24. I want to thank you. You're always my wonderful Queen Z. I love you.
Oh, I think
it was a
great show today. I mean, God, we really got intense. I love that.
Yes. So anyway, I want to tell everyone, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And please join me tomorrow. It'll be Thursday with Jerry Humphreys. He's the CEO of the magazine I write for. And it is at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much. We are off the air. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.